Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The reason we're doing all of this today, if you're just joining us, there's over 300 wishes on the Make-A-Wish wish list. And to tell us what it means to see some of those wishes come true and be granted, I'm joined here in studio this afternoon by Katie Ball and her 10-year-old son, Cohen, who are both with me to tell us a little bit about their story. Thank you so much, Katie and Cohen, for joining us, first of all. Cohen, just tell us, how did it feel to meet Ed Sheeran?
It was one of the best experiences of my life.
Was it?
Yeah.
Have you always liked him?
Yeah, I'm big into music.
Are you?
Yeah.
From a young age, do you like to sing yourself?
Oh, maybe since I was like 5.
Wow. Yeah. And Ed Sheeran, is he your favourite artist?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it you like about him?
I just like how he's so many good songs and they all have meanings.
What's your favourite of his song?
Camera.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. And do you play the guitar? Did you learn?
No, but I plan on learning it.
Do you? Good man. Yeah. So you got Ed Sheeran. You didn't just get to meet him. Like that everybody else listening today is so envious of this. But you actually got, he signed your guitar as well.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
So we walked in and we said, "Is any chance to sign the guitar?" And he's like, yeah. It's so cool.
Brilliant.
He wrote on it, "Play this guitar, love Ed."
He said, "Play this guitar, love Ed."
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lovely gift for you, isn't it, to have? And where do you, you hope you keep that guitar somewhere special now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just bring it out for good occasions. Yeah. Good. Listen, your mum, Katie, is with us as well in studio. Can you tell us, Katie, for people listening today, maybe a little bit about Cohen's condition, first of all, and how it came about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose we'd have to go back to December 2024. We were lucky enough to be away on holidays in Chicago and we noticed that Cohen was kind of walking a little bit differently, that he was smacking his foot off the ground. At the time, we didn't think too much of it until we came home and he was kind of very unsettled, didn't really want to go to school, was very unsettled at nighttime. I thought initially, maybe just, you know, after Christmas, life was going back to normal, routine, maybe just that. But my husband had an issue with his hip when he was a child. And when Cohen started complaining of hip pain, I thought, oh, maybe it's something like that.
And similar, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. So we took him to a VHI clinic and they x-rayed him. And they said, we didn't think it was anything, but they would scan him. So they scanned him in February. They gave him an MRI and they rang me quite quickly afterwards the next day and said that they felt he had a bone infection and that we needed to go to Crumlin. That it would probably be okay, but would need antibiotics, you know, IV antibiotics. So we did that and we went in on Valentine's Day last year and we were there as inpatients for probably about 3 weeks on IV antibiotics. We also came home then at that point and continued to do IV antibiotics for probably about a period of 6 weeks or so. But he wasn't getting any better. He was getting sicker. And we were very concerned, obviously, as parents, as you would be. And they, when they saw him back at clinic, they decided perhaps they maybe needed to scan him again if he was still so unwell.
Yeah.
And they did that. And obviously then they realised quite quickly that things were deteriorating within his hip bone and they needed to biopsy him.
So they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they discover?
So they found out that Cohen has a rare cancer called Langerhans cell histiocytosis, or LCH for short.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's quite rare. So it's usually 1 in 200,000 children are affected by it, mostly boys as opposed to girls. And what happens is it's kind of an over-peripheralation of the white cells and they kind of tend to gather or clump in certain areas and can cause lesions and tumours where they lie then. Most cases, I think 70% of cases is usually in the bone. And for Cohen, that's exactly where it did manifest. It was in his right hip bone, or his left hip bone, I should say.
Yeah.
And then quite quickly then after that, when we were told that that's what it was, we met our wonderful oncologist, Dr. Noel, and our super nurse, Nessa. And they, I suppose, walked us through then kind of all the bits and pieces and the scans and We didn't do anything initially. Usually sometimes I think biopsy, they say, can actually be enough to stop it and dampen it. But unfortunately for Cohen, when they rescanned and a couple of months later, then it had actually spread to the other hip and then to his scalp. So once there's a couple of sites involved, they treat with chemotherapy.
With chemotherapy, yeah. Okay. And when did you start the chemotherapy, Cohen?
I think it was last year, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. July of last year, wasn't it? You had something put in your chest. What did you
have? Oh, a port.
Yeah.
In your chest?
Yeah.
And is that in all the time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And can you tell us maybe a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's under the skin and you use needles to access it. So I can still, you could either get one inside your chest or outside. I went for the inside option so I could still play sports like football and swimming, which I really like.
Brilliant. So that's inside all the time so that when you get your chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And how often do you get your chemotherapy?
Once every 3 weeks.
Okay. And you're doing really well?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's probably, it's a long day, I'd say, is it? It is.
But like, I think it's been a kind of a largely positive, in a strange way, positive kind of experience. As in, it's been very kind of uneventful, as in he gets through it. And we did do two blocks of chemo initially every week for 6 weeks. And there was a question mark at one point as to whether or not he was failing treatment because the scans weren't looking as they should do. But we persisted with it and it came good in the end. So we're now on a clinical trial, which means that we have chemo every third week and then we do high dose steroids then at home.
Okay.
So we hope to ring the bell in July 2027, which is a long road, but we'll get there. And so we're looked after so well, aren't we, by all the wonderful people in Crumlin.
Tell me a little bit about Dr. Noel and your super nurse. They help you out, do they?
Yeah, they've been there for me and they made loads of important decisions that have altered the course of the treatment for the better.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're in, so you go into Crumlin, into the children's hospital, and everything happens in there, does it? All of the different things and your appointments and
We're very lucky it's all there.
Yeah. I hear great, brilliant stories about it, you know, from other families and kids that go in and it's a really a good support
it's
for
a
you
very
and your
happy
mom.
Place, which is a kind of an unusual thing to say.
But it is,
it really is.
Yeah.
So we love going in. There's kind of a, I suppose, a weird sense of kind of security, like these people have you, they get it. Do you know, whereas I suppose everyone else in your life kind of drifts away a little bit because they're not walking the walk like you are. So it's definitely, it's strangely a nice place to go every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You get to see everybody.
And your buddies and your friends, they're all, you know, I'm sure really good to you as well, are they? And good support and help
Shout
you out.
Shout out to everyone in Fir class, Rebecca's class and Grace Park.
Brilliant. Where is Grace Park?
I think
it's Class 7, isn't it?
Class 7.
That's your school?
Yeah.
And who's your teacher?
I'm Rebecca.
Rebecca's your teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And they're really good, are they? They're just good fun and...
Yeah. Everyone's so nice.
I'd say they were really jealous when they heard that you met Ed Sheeran.
Most of them didn't believe me. They're like, oh, no, you didn't. And I was like, yes, I did.
And I hope you've loads of photographs and videos to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Photo evidence.
You needed it, yeah. And your guitar as well is just super, isn't it? You'll have to show us that as well. But you have something else with you in studio today, Cohen, and I want you to tell the listeners about it because I'm sitting here and it just looks like loads and loads of beads on a big ribbon and a kind of a, like a thread. So tell us about all of this and what it means to you.
Whenever we got diagnosed, loads of different charities were given to us and one of them was the Beads of Courage. So every time you get a poke, a needle, an x-ray... chemo, you get a bead for it. And it's by the end of your treatment, you have this really long chain of beads.
Like, your chain of beads is so long for listeners, isn't it? How many beads do you reckon are on that?
There's over 100 because we got our 100 mark bead.
Ah.
Yeah, it's probably nearly 200.
Yeah.
But it's just a lovely way to kind of, I think, for a child to be able to visualise their journey and how far they have come.
It's fantastic.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a lovely way of just, you know, hitting all the little milestones, you know, when you talked about the 100 moment. And
we were very lucky, actually, one of our play therapists. Do you want to tell them what her name is?
Tracy.
Yeah, we love Tracy. Tracy's brother, Daniel, ran the Dublin City Marathon in Cohen's name last year. But with the Beads of Courage, there is a, it's called Carry a Bead. So if you're doing a marathon or if you're traveling somewhere or you're taking on a challenge, the idea is that you carry two beads, one for you and one for the child, and then you give the bead back to signify. So it's gorgeous.
It's brilliant.
It really
it's lovely.
Gorgeous, so.
But there's one really special bead on there as well, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah. And it's nobody else. There's no other person has this bead. Sticking here at the end. Tell us about this one.
My bead was signed by Ed Sheeran. And I'm very happy with it.
That's a lovely bead to have, isn't it? And that's even in a special bag, isn't it? It's wrapped up in the end, so
yeah.
So nobody can damage that special bead.
It's sterile field.
Exactly. So it's there and protected for you. So the Make-A-Wish campaign, and we've been talking about this here in the show for the last week, and of course on the station as well for Make-A-Wish Week. Like, you might just explain to listeners when you first became aware of this, Katie.
Actually, it was the day that we met our oncologist, Noelle, when she came in to talk to myself and Kevin and Cohen about Cohen's diagnosis. She did mention that, you know, whilst it was a kind of a sad day for us or a bit stressful, she did mention that there were some nice things that would probably come from all of this. And she mentioned Make-A-Wish. So when we had gone through our first two lots of chemo, I decided to reach out to Make-A-Wish and I suppose see what the story was.
Yeah.
They sent us out a beautiful pack that Cohen filled out, or that the children fill out, all about what they like and what they don't like and different bits and pieces and what they would like as an experience. Did they want to go somewhere? Did they want to meet somebody, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we had tickets to see Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. We had tickets before too, didn't
we?
Oh,
yeah.
Do you want to tell her what happened when you were six, maybe, whenever he was here and he was playing Crow Park, we were to go.
My nana makes a really nice pasta, so I ate quite a bit because I didn't know if it'd be nice food or not at the concert. So I'm halfway down skipping like, let's go to Ed Sheeran. And then I vomited all over into the river and I had to go home.
Although
they still went to the concert.
My goodness.
What any responsible parents would do and threw them into a taxi back to my parents and we went to see Ed Sheeran without them. So
I've learned my lesson about pasta.
You won't eat too much again.
No. So when the opportunity came and Ed was coming last December, we managed to get tickets, myself and Cohen. So when we spoke about the Make-A-Wish and we were looking through the book and what we might like, we thought maybe it'd be kind of cool to meet somebody. So
we drew Ed the Head.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So at the back of the book, there's a teddy bear, much like your teddy bear you have.
Which is huge in studio, yeah.
And the idea is that you colour in your teddy bear. So he drew Ed the Ted.
Oh, I love it.
We'll show you that after. But absolutely. We were very, very lucky that Ed's team came back and said absolutely they'd meet with him. So.
And that's when you got the chance to meet him.
Yeah.
And guitar signed and your special bead as well and all the photographs and videos and it just shows you, doesn't it? And I'm sure that meant so much to you, Cohen, did it?
It did. It was like a small bit of light in a long, dark tunnel, but it was so nice.
Yeah. I've no doubt for people listening today, you know, to you and like how brave you are talking about your story. You know, it's absolutely incredible listening to how, you know, brave and strong and for such a young little man, you know, it's absolutely terrific. So I've no doubt people listening today are going to want to help out and get involved and donate and hopefully try and make some more kids' wishes come true, because that's, of course, what the Make-A-Wish Campaign Week here on News Talk is all about. So, Cohen, if you had a special message to all of the Lunchtime Live listeners to tell them to dig deep, whatever cent, whatever euro they have to donate this afternoon, what would you say to them?
Wouldn't it just feel so nice to make some kids' wish come true and let them have a best day of their life?
That's absolutely terrific. Mm-hmm. You must be so proud of him.
We are. We're super proud of him. He is the best boy. I know everyone says that, but he really is.
You're making me blush.
And you're a great, I think, actor in the making or stage man, are you? I think you're going to be on stage. Yeah, I think you're going to be on a stage. You
like
singing.
I'd like to be an actor when I grow up.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you love a bit of live music, don't you? You love going to the concerts and you've a good few lined up this summer. He's probably been to more than I have.
How many gigs are you going? What are you going to see?
Lewis Capaldi. We're going to Harry Styles.
Oh my goodness.
Where are you going to see Harry Styles though?
Oh, Amsterdam.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Niall Horan.
Oh
Take
my
that.
Gosh. What?
Is that it?
Is that it? You're going to more gigs than everybody in this room, Cohen. That is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Well, I'm so delighted to hear that, and I'm so delighted to hear that you're doing well and you're keeping well, and I'm really thankful that you came in to chat to us here on the show today. And best of luck with your treatment and everything else that goes with it.
Yeah, it's I can tell you now, Cohen Ball, just remember that name, because he is a little superstar. Such just unbelievable. I'm so delighted, Cohen, to have you with us in the programme today. And to your mum as well, Katie, and Dad, Kevin, thank you so much for coming into us and being with us here on the programme. He's just absolutely unbelievable. If you've a spare 50 cent, euro, 2 euro, 5 euro, 10 euro, whatever you can possibly donate today, because Cohen is one, as we said, of the 3,500 wishes that have been granted since all of this started a number of years ago. But just like Cohen, there's now 301 kids that are currently waiting on this wish list to feel like he does and to have their wish granted and to get to meet their Ed Sheeran hero or whoever it is on whatever trip they wanted to do. So if you want to make that dream come true, all you have to do today, make whatever little donation you possibly can. It's makeawish.ie/donate. And we are going to continue doing our bit here on Lunchtime Live as well. Katie and Cohen, thank you so, so much for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk, conversation that counts.